Oh, are you okay over there, Riccardi?
Just coughing up a hairball. Listen.
Yeah. Are you here to, is this breaking election news? Are you going to tell us who won the election?
Or there is something breaking, but it's not election news. It's, yes, that's it.
It's much more likely.
Now, let me just say, mm-hmm. I'm a little overcome with the vapors.
Oh, no. Oh,
well,
no.
Well, you know, we've had the lovely week last week where we had the good fall temperatures. It was the electric camisole.
It was fantastic.
You could almost hear sleigh bells, and now it is nothing but man sweat, dangling, and that ain't all that's dangling, but it's just.
We saw it coming to an end, and it ended, and there is no relief in sight.
No,
there's no,
absolutely not. So anyway, I guess the best we can do is just raise up our moobs and dry them off, and put a little cornstarch on the man parts. You know, it makes a delicious gravy once you do that. I didn't know if you knew. Yeah.
Not the medicated cornstarch.
No. Medicated gravy is not good. No. Hi, Dr. Stone.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord. I'll take that as a hello.
I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 9th of November, 2020, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the... fat. Yeah, the fat. The only Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and with me... Oh boy, he is ready to celebrate the Christmas season, yet
I am
not ready for the 80-degree weather we're having.
No.
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
No. By the way, coming up on the 8th, we'll have the traffic report. First of all, last week, I...
You know, that seems like just... A day or two ago.
Days ago. Right.
right.
Last week, I made the statement that I thought I was just going to sit back because you had a lot to discuss. And y'all, right after we finished the little show, the first things out of his mouth were, well, fuck, I forgot to talk about such and such. Well, fuck, I forgot to talk about such and such. So, do you remember what the fuck you forgot to talk about?
I'm checking to see if I wrote it down.
For Crema.
Right. I gotta make my fat people make a list. The kids.
By the way, have you been through the Sears wish book yet?
Not yet. I'm saving that.
Did you ever do that growing up?
Oh my gosh, yeah. And it usually came in the mail before we went back to school. So it was at least in my mind. I guess that was this year's catalog that came in the summer, but then the wish book came in the fall. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it was a big deal. And you know, my parents were never going to, they just weren't, no, not going to buy anything in that little thing. But I always had a list. I had pages bookmarked. I had the whole thing. I wanted all the things.
We had to fold down the edge of the corner.
Oh yeah. I remember doing that, and oh yeah, you just want all the stuff, and blah 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 blah, and you just want this, and you just want that, and
Scott.
And you just...
Oh, you wanted Scott?
Yeah, well, I mean, he is single, I heard, so, you know.
Oh, really?
I thought on the last P&S.
By the way, can we just have a moment of silence for the P&S boys?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
I just knew they were coming back. I just knew it was going to be...
No. That's not it. You know, they've discontinued Tab.
Oh, I saw that.
And, you know, I'm really worried.
Well, I don't know how Noah is going to keep all the weight off. I just don't.
He's probably just going to balloon out. He'll be as fat as Twiggy.
Oh, Twiggy. When's the last time
you heard someone reference Twiggy?
I don't know what that reference is, so apparently no.
You don't know who Twiggy is?
No, I don't.
Oh,
should I know who Twiggy
Lord.
Is?
Oh, my God. Wait, no. Don't look it up. Miss Lauren is going to put something on the Twitter, on the Twitty, to tell you, Vader, how do you not know who Twiggy is?
By the time this post, I will have long since forgotten about that. But moving forward...
And you'll go, who the fuck? Why is she talking about Twiggy?
Right. Moving forward at a professional pace.
Chris from Tennessee.
I'm sorry, he's unsubscribed.
Oh, well, that's okay. When you write back and say, I don't remember anything about Twiggy, then Chris will jump on and go, Vader, you're just going downtown. Anyway,
go ahead. So moving right along at a professional pace, Big Fatty.
Since when do we do that?
You have not commented.
You got the hairs cut. You got the beard trimmed.
Yes and yes, but that's not what I'm.
Oh, you're not wearing glasses.
That is correct.
Does this mean you can see out of your ass now?
Yeah. So I can't see perfect, and I can't see up close, which is interesting because before I couldn't see far away, but so we had to give up something. So it makes driving a lot easier. I have depth perception,
which is good when you have a detached rectum.
It's true. You got to know where that thing's going and where you're gonna sit it. So
got to know how the depth is.
Well,
not just perceived. I mean, it's actual. Right. Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's
okay. But you had something you wanted to talk about that, but there was something else you wanted to talk about too. Did you make a list?
Well, last weekend, two weekends ago.
Okay. Right.
I said, we've got to record early because I am getting in the jalopy and I am going to see Miss Dolly.
Before you get to that, have you gotten the new Dolly Crema album?
Yes.
Excuse me.
It is delightfully Dolly. Y'all, it's on Spotify if you don't want to buy it. If you have a Spotify premium or whatever, it's right there. I can't switch to it right now because I've got something queued up for later. But
have they come out with the 8-tracks yet?
No, but don't buy it if they do because that might have that under the tree for you, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, so I was going to go see Miss Dolly and I wanted to go because I figured it would be... They were open on Mondays and Tuesdays still, and so I figured, well, that will be easier and less crowded than a weekend in the fall when people, you know, the leaf peepers are up there. So I was going to go up on Sunday and come back on, like, Tuesday or Wednesday, and we recorded the show a little early, and that evening I had a very sick kitty cat who had to go and get some antibiotics. So I was not able to go. I know. It was so sad. And so I've once again not been able to go. But that's okay. I did go up to the Myrtle Beach that Monday night.
I forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah. Hung out up there. And by hung out, I mean watched TV in my motel room and walked over to the...
I believe you were at the... At the Scarlet Inn, weren't you?
And Resort.
the Scarlet Roof.
The Scarlet Roof Resort. Right. But that's because I could walk next door to the Pulse. Now, I have not been to the Pulse in, well, I don't even think it was in the same location. Let's put it that way, the last time I went. And if maybe I even have it confused with somewhere else. But my friend Aja used to do karaoke there. So I went up.
You had a friend that was beef broth that you dipped a French dip in?
Yes.
Okay.
She would appreciate that. Okay. But she used to do karaoke. So I went up there on occasion way back when, at least a decade ago. I think Aja was still Lee back then. I don't think she was Aja
yet. Was still what?
Lee. But anyway, she's Aja now, and so I would go up there occasionally. So I walked over there, Big Fatty. I was real worried. I was worried about the COVID.
Word check. Yep.
But I was like, God damn it, I need a drink. And so I went over, and there were 10 people in that giant place. Now I forgot they didn't have an outdoor area.
It is
a
giant place.
Yeah. Oh, it's massive, and there were 10 people in there, and of course they were all crowded around the bar.
6,000 feet away from everybody.
Right. So I sat back over by the pool tables, just to stay far enough away. But the owner, told me it was the owner that was working, so we chatted a bit and all that fun stuff. So yeah,
Kenny.
No.
Kenny,
that's his name. So Kenny. If you're ever in the Myrtle Beach area, and I don't recommend it, but if you are ever in the Myrtle Beach area, you should go to the Pulse.
Now, wait a minute. Now, All Chris is from the Myrtle Beach area.
I do. That's where I first saw his penis. Oh. Actually, no, that's not true.
Wow.
I don't know. I either saw it there or at
Patrick's
Pub Online.
You've seen it so many times, it's hard to remember which was the first.
It's true. Okay. It's true. I do love my Aw Chris. He was not there. There was some terrible gay there who said he knew me, but I wasn't sure if that was just a fat person's pickup line or if I had actually blocked him out of my mind, much like the Twiggy or whoever. So, but anyway, so I did that. It was fun. It was fun.
Now, I don't know who Twiggy is.
It was a bit traumatic getting home on Monday. I was going to do some shopping, but I checked my credit card statement and I was like, maybe I should slow down on the shopping this month a little bit because I had a bunch of medical bills. So, I came on home. It took 4 hours, but whatever.
Wait a minute. You're just breezing over that. Why did it take 4 hours?
Oh, there was an accident.
Oh, okay. Did you have an accident?
No, we talked about the accident that I had last week with the rake.
Oh, that's
right. The flying concrete tool. Yeah, there were no hootenannies. It was just a drink or three, a vodka or three. Y'all, the drinks there are cheap. I'm just gonna tell you.
Kenny's gonna take care of you.
Right. I had three Tito's and sodas, and it was like $11. So I think I may have been there for happy hour, but I can't imagine. But it was delish, and I haven't had vodka since the Cruise of a Lifetime featuring me. But yeah, so it was good. I did not get the COVID that I'm aware of.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I much more likely got it from, housekeeping at that hotel because they were having none of it.
Housekeeping!
She without a mask, correct.
Housekeeping!
I think, in fact, she had the mask, around her bosoms, basically. Ooh. She was
maybe
not
it
even...
was for the ferret. Oh, no, that's somebody else. Okay, never mind.
That's my neighbor, so. Anyway, so that happened. And, yeah, now, one other thing that we didn't mention is I'm not going to Palm Springs.
Yeah, I know.
It's super sad. I know
Dr. Stone is devastated.
I'm sure. I haven't told him yet, so maybe he'll hear that whenever this comes out.
Need to send Aunt and Stevie B a little note saying that you're not going to be able to make it. So, by the way, I have a listener for my little show in Palm Springs. Their census is the next one, Michael in Palm Springs.
You know, so I've already spoken with Ant, and he knows that I'm not going to make it. But I need to let Stevie B know. But I will be there. So I'm actually going out right before Christmas. We just decided that it, like, because of some stuff going on at the coal mine, I really need to be within driving distance of the coal mine on like Wednesday, Thursday of that next week. And it just wasn't worth it to fly out there on Friday and fly home on Monday or Tuesday. So I moved the flight. I'm going out in mid-December.
Now, will you have your service animals with you on the flight out there right before Christmas?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
100%. Okay. They're dressed in their Christmas best.
The two turtle doves are always in their Christmas best. So.
Right. So I just decided I still needed to go somewhere. So instead, we've got some major late breaking news.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be athletic. I'm going snow skiing on Friday. So as you hear this, it'll be on Friday. So yeah. So
that's the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Friday
that's
the 13th.
Perfect.
I am boarding the aluminium tube of death. And I'll be going out west to snow ski a little bit. And then I'll be back on Monday. So,
well, maybe Dr. Stone can come out and break a leg with you.
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe. I'm not going that far out west. But
where out west are you going?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Denver?
Oh, further.
Vail.
Further.
Steamboat Vail Springs.
Further. Not in the state of Colorado.
Okay. Then I'm going to guess Lake Tahoe.
Not that far. Not as far as California. So somewhere in between. Somewhere in between. I know
somewhere
geography.
Maybe Nevada. Utah. Is it Utah?
No.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I can figure it out. Let me just guess some cities.
We've got a couple of states left.
Wyoming.
Much closer.
Idaho. You're going to Idaho.
You're not going to
South Dakota. Okay. I know. You're flying in to Bismarck, South Dakota. And
how would I fly into Bismarck? I'd fly into Rapid City, or I'd just
Well, so you're basically going to fly over Miss Bacon. Is that what it is?
Right, right. Actually, I can't believe I didn't think about going to see Miss Bacon. Because I have all these flight things I have to use up and by January. Right. So I was like, just because I'm not going to Palm Springs, I had to go somewhere or I was going to be back-to-back-to-back and I can't afford that. So, I am flying into Montana. It was the
big
only state
sky
left.
Country. Big sky.
I am flying into big sky country. I'm heading up north. I'll be right at the Canadian border. I'm just going to try to get my toe over just to see what happens.
You can't do that. They won't allow you in.
Yeah, I know. So. So that's the plan right now. Well,
have you ever been to Montana before?
I have been to Montana before. It is absolutely. I went 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
Yes, I remember that now. Yeah.
It is truly one of the most beautiful places I have ever seen. And obviously it's a very different trip because the bar scene out there is a hell of a lot of drunk fun, but not going to do that. So
but it's not like it'll be any different from before.
Right. Well, but I'm not going to go out and
they don't have the COVID out there.
No. I doubt I'll go out and do much of that. But anyway, have a nice little room at a nice little lodge for a couple nights and then a night I'm in Bozeman one night. It'll be fun.
Will you be having a hot toddy by the fireplace?
I fucking plan, because I fly in I get there Friday night at 9:30, so I have pretty much told the hotel, just have it ready. Someone can take my bags, because I'm going to put my feet up by the fireplace. okay. in the lodge. So the only issue I have is I need to make sure I have clothes that are warm enough. This week, it was very warm this past week. I was very concerned about the snow. But don't worry, it's going to be -7 tomorrow. The warmth is not an issue.
Well, that is a warm day in Bozeman, Montana.
No, Bozeman's not that cold. But anyway, you know what?
Let's do it.
All right, this one doesn't have any music or any talking. It's that time again where we play a game. This game is going to fall flat, as they always do, because we're recording this a little early, spoiler alert. I didn't have a lot of time to prepare, but I'm ready.
That's real loud.
Yeah, okay, really is. That's probably not going to work out so well. But I was going to give you a quiz on the Electoral College because I feel like I feel like that's important. But then I was like, we've all electioned ourselves to death.
I was in a fraternity in the Electoral College.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. Now, have you ever been the one chosen to be the elector from South Kakalaki or Georgia or Florida?
No.
So I am going snow skiing in truly a Hallmark movie. And of course, that means it's going to be shitty. You all realize that. The weather's just going to be, it's just going to be cold, no snow. Actually, best case, because last time I busted my ass a few times. But I decided that nothing gets you in the Crema spirit more than some snow and, a little skiing. Yeah. Yeah. So I thought we would play three Christmas songs, the very first 5 seconds of them to see if you can identify them.
Now, are these any particular artists?
These are the, most popular of the most popular of all time.
Okay, so it is the cover version of each of these songs.
Right. It is the one that people would know. Now, two of the three are of your generation, if not before. But one of them is a good bit newer. So, but it's, again, as iconic as they come. Now, this is 5 seconds is all you get.
Oh, okay. Just 5 seconds.
5 seconds. And that's what we're going
to
see.
That's about the amount of time it takes me to run from the bed to the toilet.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I only get about 5 seconds. So how dare you?
All right. Here's your first one. And this one is my all-time favorite. And I know it isn't everyone's.
Well, it sounded like Mr. Sandman, but
Do you need another couple of seconds?
Yes, because that didn't.
Okay.
Is that Mariah Carey?
It is. It is. It is Miss Mariah. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Don't you get tired of that one, though, by the end of the Crema season? It's a lot.
Yeah, I turn that one off about November the 2nd.
All right.
By the way, the station here in town has already started 24 hours a day Christmas music.
Oh, thank God. All right. Here's your next one. Again, iconic.
Iconic. Okay.
And I don't think you'll need 5 seconds, so here you go.
Okay. Well, that'll be the Jingle Bell Rock.
Correct.
Boom, boom.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Yes, yes. Now, do you know who sang Jingle Bell Rock?
Yes, but it's not coming to me at the moment. Give me a few minutes. So, anyway.
Okay, well, I won't tell you. All right. And this last one is eluding me. I've probably skipped it.
Let me guess. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
No. Okay. All right. This one, you best know it because I have heard you walk around the coal mine singing it for years, probably not knowing what you're singing. But here you go.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holiday. Merry, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
That's right. Do you know who sang that, Big Fatty?
That's the NSYNC.
Oh, look at you. Back when that Justin Timberlake was still with them.
Wasn't that the one that that Lance Bass, the gay boy, was in?
He was.
A dream that Lance Bass went on Dancing with the Stars, and they he had a male dance partner.
I think you've told people that before. And
I think was he on Dancing with the Stars?
I think he was, but you know what happened to him? He used to be really big in media and stuff. I haven't heard a peep about him. Well, you did really good on that. You did good. And we nattered for way too long.
And I don't remember the jingle bell. It's some country sounding name.
Oh, it's Bobby Helms. Yeah, Bobby Helms.
Oh, I would have never guessed that.
Oh. Well, what about this?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
Also, I just want to clarify. The reason I understand that Montana is almost as far as Palm Springs, it's a one-connection flight. It's 5.5 hours of travel versus 12. Okay.
Are you connecting Detroit or something?
Denver, actually.
So you are going to be in Denver. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Mary Travers.
Mary Travers. Dead.
Mm-hmm. And how would we know Mary?
Well, she was, it's actually Mary Travers. And it was Travers. Traversall. She was the inventor of the moving sidewalk in the airport.
Oh, Mary Travers. Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Excuse me. I'm very sorry I mispronounced your name. Yes, that was very, very close. Travers was an American folk singer in the group Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Okay. She did a lot of things in her life. All right.
Jim Perry.
He is the very easy one. He is alive. He is what's the name of it? He is the lead singer of that band Journey. So yeah,
very close. Jim Perry is dead.
Oh,
and he was host of the quiz program Sale of the Century.
Oh, I didn't know he was musical too. Carl Sagan, dead.
And how would we know Carl Sagan?
He is, well, have you heard of the Sagan Institute?
I have.
Okay, not him. So, but that was his brother. So he was just like an accountant and bookkeeper.
Larry Sagan. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Carl Sagan was an American astronomer and was the host of Cosmos, which I'm really surprised you did not get that one. Last one, Spiro Agnew.
Spiro Agnew is dead. I don't know who it is, though.
You don't know who Spiro Agnew was?
Anything I say is going to be very inappropriate, so I'm just going to go with I don't know who Spiro Agnew is.
Well, I think that's okay. Spiro Agnew is indeed dead, and he was vice president of the United States from 1969 until his resignation over corruption in 1973. He was Nixon's vice president.
Nixon Agnew ticket. I don't know about that. Maybe we shouldn't have done anything election related. Do you think that might be a little sensitive, a little too much right now?
You know, we've got to move on. We gotta be like the coronavirus. We gotta be come on around the corner. Coming around the corner. Oh, you know, if coronavirus made a sound, I think that's what it would be.
Oh no, it's not nearly that fun. But thank God we've gotten over that. So
right now, is there anything that you forgot to mention today that you're not so that you don't say, "Oh shit, I forgot to tell"?
I won't think of that until we stop recording. So
now you I think you said on the last show that that you were going to put up the crema tree, but you had to clean first.
I had to clean. I have not finished that, and I'm off. We're recording a little early because you've got a trip, and then I've got to go to Florida in the morning, and so maybe if I get home early, maybe. But, so, yeah.
Okay, so it'll be going up.
Probably, yeah. If that, I usually just skip every other year, so I think it'll
be, it's, you know, like so many people do, they just skip every other year when they pay their taxes. You know.
Right. Well, yeah. Too soon.
Okay. Especially.
Oh.
Okay.
Am I going to record from Bozeman next week?
I don't know. Are you?
We may have to record early again. Oh.
Okay.